A finance report filed by Walker's campaign on Monday shows the governor paid $320,000 to defense lawyers in Chicago and Wisconsin as part of an investigation into illegal coordination with advocacy groups. But the governor, who faces a tight race for re-election in November, says it's water under the bridge.
Most people view this as old news. They see that this was money spent on something that's been resolved months and months ago and a story that's been out several times in the past. There's nothing new in it today. This is just the reporting of the money that's spent.
Walker says he doesn't know how the money was spent or why the legal bill was so high. And despite raising more than double what Democratic challenger Mary Burke did in the last reporting period, Walker says the legal fees are a financial burden for his campaign.
Anytime you take money away from resources that you could otherwise spend communicating with the voters is a challenge.
While Walker downplays the money spent on his defense, his political opponents are not. Democratic spokeswoman Melissa Baldoff says Walker has now spent more than $1 million on criminal defense since taking office, and she expects that number to grow.
The bipartisan investigation isn't over yet. We have every reason to believe he will spend tens of thousands of dollars more on his defense. But, you know, as it stands, he's the only sitting governor in Wisconsin history to ever require a criminal defense fund. And this amount on its own is, I think, just completely staggering.
The next finance reports from the Walker and Burke campaigns are due August 4th. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.